Patrick DeHaan from GasBuddy.com. Patrick, how are you?
Good, Tony. How are you?
Patrick is like my Dr. Phil when it comes to petroleum products. All right, now, Patrick, I filled up last week, and I paid $3.40 at the Sam's Club gas station. I went and filled up yesterday at a Speedway, and it cost me $3.85. And a few hours later, I looked up, and it was $3.88. What in the world is going on?
Well, you know, a lot has been going on in the last week. There's been a couple refinery issues and a pipeline outage. I'm sure everybody in the area is familiar with Enbridge. Well, this time they had a pipeline rupture in Wisconsin. And actually it got so bad, the pipeline carries Canadian crude oil to refineries in our region. And for folks that didn't know, Governor Snyder actually had to declare a fuel emergency because the UP was having difficulty getting gasoline to some stations. So we didn't get that kind of bad news in the Lower Peninsula, but three refineries suffered lower production last week, and with that pipeline outage, supply grew very tight. That sent wholesale prices soaring. In fact, wholesale prices in our region rose 62 cents between July 25 and August 3. So it was pretty rough.
We actually covered that story with Enbridge last week. We had a spokesperson from the governor on talking about their state of emergency up there because they wanted to make sure that they got all the fuel that they needed in the UP and how that wouldn't be a danger to the Lower Peninsula here in Michigan. But there were still some concerns about gas prices. Do we know, Patrick, if that issue has been cleared up or is it still ongoing? Or are we going to see these prices for a while?
Well, I haven't heard any of the latest. I know the government administration in charge of pipelines was going to make Enbridge certainly jump through a few hoops with proving the integrity of the pipeline. I mean, this is the second or third debacle that they've had with pipelines over the last couple of years. So it's not exactly proven that this pipeline, you know, is successful. In fact, I heard that the pipeline in question that spilled in Wisconsin was only, a decade or two old, and that's pretty young for a pipeline. But looking at wholesale prices this morning, I just pulled it up. Looks like regional prices are down 19 cents a gallon. And while the market really hasn't opened in full force yet, that may be a good sign that wholesale prices are down considerably. So pipeline may, be operational here very soon. I take that as good news. But whatever the news that folks are hearing, I'm looking at this number this morning in Chicago regional wholesale prices shows a minus 19 as in down 19 cents a gallon. So I'm hopeful that prices will keep coming down across Lansing, but we'll have to see if this pipeline actually remains open.
All right. Now, with that pipeline having an issue, what happens, Patrick? Are other pipelines used more? Do the refineries gear up to try and make up for the loss of fuel? How's that work?
Well, I think a lot of it's overblown. I think, the reaction that we saw with wholesale prices rising so quickly, it's almost like we went to war. Or Iran, closed the Strait of Hormuz. I think the reaction was way overdone. There are multiple lines that run from Canada to the Chicagoland region. In fact, one of them runs through the Upper Peninsula. There's a bunch of separate lines running through Wisconsin. So while one may have ruptured, there are several others that also carry crude oil. So that, there's options. There are other options. And I just think that this was a bit overdone. It's not like, if we saw stations start running out of gas, then yes, we have a problem. But it just goes to show how much nonsense there is in the marketplace. We're not looking at any real-term supply issues for the Lower Peninsula, but our prices skyrocketed. It's just volatility. And one of the downfalls of the free market is that anybody can buy and bet the market. And I think that's what was taking place is as soon as these pipeline issues came to light, you may have had people trying to bet the market and buy, you know, and that certainly pushes up prices.
And Patrick, I'm at LansingGasPrices.com as we speak, and I can't recall in 2 years seeing the Michigan average higher than the national average. What are those numbers?
You know, national average is only $3.61 a gallon. It's only risen 9 cents a gallon in the last week, and a lot of that is actually due to what's going on in the Midwest. We calculated the national average without the Great Lakes states, and it was about 5-6 cents lower per gallon. But Lansing this morning's looking at an average of $3.94 a gallon. That's up 20 cents a gallon in the last week, up way too much in the last month. But like I said, we're starting off the week. It looks like wholesale prices might start going down. So we could see the Lansing average drop back into the 380s or perhaps the 370s here this week. I don't want to have to bite my tongue, but I'm going to say it. Let's hold out here. I think things will get better at the pump.
All right, and just to remind folks, Patrick, if they want to know the cheapest gas prices in the mid-Michigan area, where can they go?
Well, they sure can go to LansingGasPrices.com just like you like to. Right. Or they can download a smartphone app for their iPhone or Android. We love saving people the pump. So.
All right. Thanks so much, Patrick. Enjoy your day.
Take care, Tony.